The biggest thing that I think, and then this would probably make sense based off just what you know of me, is just like I want the energy and fun of life to never go stagnant.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Yes AM Podcast. My name is Armand and I'm your host. Make sure to follow our Instagram at YA_YesIAM. Yes I Am, founded in 2019 with a mission to build a generation of extraordinary leaders and discomfort seekers. We create a community for OSU students to find their why and step out of their comfort zone. At Yes I Am, our why wakes us up every morning to seek discomfort. We wake up confident and inspired to work hard. We love what we do. We fail. We learn, we fail again, and we just keep learning. We go to bed at night knowing that today was better than yesterday, and tomorrow will be a brand new day for us. There is nothing we can do or be because our why is stronger than any challenge. We are positive thinkers, we are givers, and we are absolutely grateful. Yes I Am is our lifestyle, and we are Yes I Am. Welcome to Yes I Am Podcast, everyone. We are very happy to be back with you. Before we get started, I want to thank you all for all the great messages you have been sending us about previous episodes, that how impactful they have been for you. And please tune in at the end of this episode. Max will be with you all, and he will do a discussion about what can we learn from this episode with our guest today. So to introduce our guest, you probably will know him. You know him from all the great videos you have watched from him, from all great collaborations that you have seen he do with all different artists at OSU. And some of you may know him even more. You may know him from his confidence, from his energy, from how welcoming and driven he is. So I'm not going to waste any more time. Our guest today is Connor. Welcome to the Yes I Am Podcast. Connor, how are you doing today?
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to thank you and the entire team for having me. This is so cool. I was super taken aback when I got the DM and phone call from you. And I just think it's so cool. I'm honored to be here with you.
It's great having you. As you probably heard in our mission statement, our Yes I Am is all about your why and why you do what you do. So as the introduction, as the beginning, what is your story and why you do what you do?
Sure. So I always find joy in thinking about this for myself, just because I honestly don't do it very often. I don't really think about the path that I've come. And I know that's not really the healthiest thing. I should more, but yeah, I mean, I guess if I were to start in a relevant spot, you know, I was 1 year old. No, I'm kidding. I guess I'll start without like the video and photo stuff. As a person, I've always been into sports. Always been into fitness. I have, for the most part, always been a social person. You know, that came a little later to develop at least who I am now. And that came from sports in high school and football mainly. But always been a people person, always just loved adventure and creativity. My mom is an artist, and her mom is an artist, and her dad was an artist. And so I've always been surrounded by that sort of, you know, environment. And growing up, my mom definitely, and dad too, but my dad was, he taught me how to take care of the basic things in life, like leadership and confidence, like you were kind of mentioning. And then my mom was definitely there for creativity. And through those, fast forward to about eighth grade was when I first got my first camera, I guess. I think at that time it was called a contour camera. It was like a action camera. It's like a GoPro, but like an off-brand GoPro, because I couldn't afford a GoPro. And then I graduated from that. And what I was filming, I was just filming like skiing trips with my buddy. I was into like paintball and airsoft at that time, you know, the normal kid stuff. And then I went to high school and, you know, got really into sports, really obviously cared about my grades. I've always been a dedicated student. And then, so I kind of lost my grip on the creative side of things. I was still taking pictures with my camera and stuff, my phone or whatever, but senior year came around and I finally got the money. I saved up enough money to buy my own camera. It was a Nikon, just DSLR. I was actually living at a friend's house at the time because I was in between houses, and that was pretty common for me and my family back then. And so like I was living at his house, I bought my camera, it was all this craziness. And then going into my last year of football, which was huge for me, I broke my leg a couple weeks into the season. So I was out, I was done for the count. And how dedicated I was to the team, I was like, okay, well, I got to provide something, right? I was a captain, and I was super grateful for the opportunity, but I didn't want to just give it up, you know? So I was like, okay, I can make some hype videos for the games, you know, and I've got this camera and, you know, I can just kind of waddle my way with my crutches around the games and make these videos. I had never really made videos before, you know, I had made the GoPro stuff or whatever, but this was my first attempt at something like legit. And so I did that and I started making videos of all of our games, and it was kind of new at the time. You know, people weren't posting this type of stuff. I was using Twitter only, didn't even have an Instagram. This was senior year of high school, which seems funny to me sometimes, but I was using Twitter. So again, that allowed me to get like the retweets, and anyways, it picked up from there. And then I started really falling in love with just the art of videography and photography, portrait photography mainly. And for video, I was honestly down to do anything. I still am. So that was kind of the spark. That was where it really began. I had this background in it, but you know, breaking my leg and my football season ending really turned out to be a blessing, because I was able to find this passion that has really carried me to where I am today. So that was cool. And then of course, I'm from California. I didn't introduce myself that properly there, but I'm from California, originally from San Jose, grew up in Napa. That's where all these stories have come from. And moved up here to study engineering at OSU. Super random. I had no idea what I want to do in school, in life. Photography was a hobby. Whenever anyone asks, hey, do you want to do this for the rest of your life? I'm like, no, I'm going to be an engineer. Okay. No photography full time for me. And which is funny now. But, you know, then fast forward, I ended up just hating engineering. Like, just did not like it, wasn't really good at it. So that kind of worked out. And then I switched over to business marketing here at OSU as well. Halfway through my sophomore year, I had failed about 3 physics classes, all the same class. So yeah, it was, you know, I had enough signs, and then I switched over. And honestly, the rest is history. You know, I've been dirt broke in college. I pay for college myself, and life myself too. I do it all through, I've worked, you know, at times in college, I've worked 3 to 4 jobs at the same time, all the while trying to build up my own business. But all that has led me to now where I only do my business full time. It's under CJB Films LLC. That is the LLC that I have created. And it's really cool. And honestly, it's like super nostalgic just thinking about that journey right now. I don't, like I said, I don't normally do that. So thank you for the question, but that's essentially my story. So,
I just want to touch base on what you just said about breaking your leg. So I want to know, how did that impact your whole journey? You know, because you said you were very, very into sports and football, what meant a lot to you. Mm-hmm. So when you broke your leg, how did you feel, and what did you learn from it? How did you feel, and how did it change your journey?
Yeah, so I'll preface this by saying physically it changed my journey, mentally not so much, and I'll explain why. So, you know, of course, it when I first broke my leg, it didn't seem real. Doctor came out, he's like, because I've been walking on it for like 4 days, right? And my leg was completely broken. He's like, what the, can I, you know, your leg is completely broken. And like, it just felt like it just didn't feel real, right? But of course, I had to come to terms with things. And I honestly, as far as I remember, I did fairly quickly. You know, just like anyone else in life, I've had adversities that I've had to overcome with family and stuff like that. And something that I've always kind of prided myself on being able to do is see the positive when it seems like there is none, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's always been kind of easy for me. I'm just a naturally positive person. I don't enjoy feeling like there's no positivity in my life. So I kind of like to create it. And usually if you see things from a different perspective, it's not that hard. You know, that's what I've learned. And of course, easier said than done. There's plenty of people that struggle with that, and that's okay. And I've always tried to help, you know, anyone I can do that. But essentially, what did I learn from that? I learned just that the regardless of the circumstances that you're given, you know, at the end of the day, you cannot control that. You know, I couldn't control really if I broke my leg. Like, I've thought like, man, you know, if I didn't go for that tackle and I kind of jumped around him, that I wouldn't have a broken leg. But you know what? I mean, breaking my leg then, it taught me that there is something good right around the corner, that I had my videography and photography waiting for me. And I don't know if I would have picked it up as quickly and as passionately as I did then, and rather than if I had waited. So yeah, seeing the positive when there seems like there is none, I think would be the lesson that I learned there.
You know, that's a very impactful story. When I think about my story, I came to United States. I'm an international student. I came here when I was 17, and I came here without my family or anything. And I've been living by myself since 17. And I think about it, when I made that decision, at the second, it felt like it's a terrible decision. But when you think about it now, that like, what is the positive side? How much I've been growing and stuff. I don't know how much a spiritual person you are, but I'm a very spiritual person. I believe that, you know, there is definitely a reason people meet. There's a reason things happen.
Yes.
They're all for your best, you know, they're all for your best.
Fate is, I'm definitely a believer in just fate. And that is honestly, it's, you know, when in, not so much religious. I haven't ever really been, but in terms of just like, you know, universal stuff, that sounds super crazy. But, you know, it's, I do believe that everything happens for a reason. And that sounds so simple and cliche, but it does, you know, and so.
It is, man. Like, you don't know why that happened, but like when you move forward, you just pass it. And that's the time that you will see, okay, you know, that should have happened.
Exactly.
So I can be the person who I am right now, you know?
Exactly.
That is very true. So Connor, you told us about your past, you know, your journey. So let me ask you this. Do you want to create a family? Do you want to have kids?
Yes, I do. Definitely.
So when, imagine you're 80 years old and this is your birthday.
Okay.
And you're getting a letter from your kid.
Okay.
And your kid is writing that letter to you to tell you what you mean to him. What is that letter saying?
Wow. Oh, man. That's huge. Okay. Well, I mean, honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I actually do think about that a lot. You know, I'm 22. Don't plan on being a father anytime soon. But, you know, that does always cross my mind, you know, because it definitely, like, at least the way that I see myself, I'm like, okay, like how would this play if I'm being a father in this type of situation, right? And that helps me with myself too, just like thinking about it from that kind of third party perspective, just like, okay, if I was, you know, whatever. And the biggest thing that I think, and then this would probably make sense based off just what you know of me, is just like, I want the energy and fun of life to never go stagnant. That should, like, that as long as you have that, I believe that because with the energy comes positivity, and with the positivity comes the right people in your life. You know, if I'm able to instill that into my son and be like, yeah, you know, life's going to be rough, but like, as long as you, you know, put a smile on your face, and I'm a believer of forcing a smile. If you force a smile, then your brain is going to start to think you're happy, and then you'll turn things into happy things. Right. Mm-hmm. So I guess if I were to put it into one cohesive sentence, which seems to be hard for me, I would just say that, yeah. So I can give a final answer. What was the exact question again?
What would that letter say? Your kids telling you what their dad mean to them.
So yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You know, so you just think about it like as like, who do you want to be remembered as?
Yes, know? Yes. So I would say that, you know, hopefully they would say that I was a reminder to smile even when you didn't have a reason to. And along with that, just know that there's always, you can always see something positive regardless of the situation, and you should never lose the energy that you had as a kid. So
that's a good one. You know, I kind of want to a little bit talk about the whole smile thing. I see myself right now as a confident person, but it was not
absolutely
always.
I'd agree with that.
It was not always like this. And, okay. You know, what happened in my end of my freshman in high school at OSU, I felt very little, I had a very low self-esteem. The way that I approached it, and I had a mentor then, like one of my friends started mentoring me to kind of help me to get through this. And the first thing I did to build this confidence, the first thing was I went to downtown Portland. I went to this may sound very crazy, but
I love it.
And I just started smiling to people, and I got the smile back. And that was my first step towards building a confidence, you know?
Yes.
So when you said there's a power in smiling, there's a power in public positive energy, I'm with you there. There definitely is, you know? As you said, you know, this universe, whatever energy you give out to the universe, will get it back.
Yes.
And that is just how it works, you know.
That's how
it works. Amen. Yeah. Like if you negative your whole life, the only energy you're attracting is negativity.
Yes. So
if you smile, people are gonna smile. And you know, it's very interesting that people like sometimes they were like kind of feeling down, mad. But when I looked at their face, like eye to eye, like smile, they smiled back. It's crazy.
You could go, you could write a book on just that concept right there, but it is, it's such a humanizing thing, because the one thing I always think about on that note is that there is nowhere in the world where smiling at somebody means anything but happiness, positivity, joy, all those types of things. That's like, I love aspects like that, that are just, it's not any language. It is the human species language, right?
That's it.
You know, and I think that's just so, so powerful. Like, I could go on and on.
You know, let's a little bit talk more about positivity and being optimistic. So sure. For you, do you choose every day? How does it work for you? How do you choose every day to be optimistic and positive?
Yes, I would definitely say that I consciously do that. You know, and I always think, I always refer to myself as a kid for some reason. I don't know why I do that. Maybe I'm a kid at heart.
That inner kid, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. I know. And I'm always like, you know, because things, I try to break it down, because there, I get down too, you know, like, you know, anxiety, stress, all that. Like, it's so present in me, you know, and I think that's true for everybody. I genuinely do. But something that I've always woken up thinking is like, okay, what is there to actually be, you know, not optimistic about or not grateful for today, right? And there's nothing, you know. Lately, something that I've been considering is just, I wake up and the amount of people that would want to be in my position in that moment, right? They would want to be able to be doing the things I'm doing, that have the things I have, however much or little that is. It's like, there is always someone else in for every human that there is someone, there's another person that would like to be in their place, you know? And so that, I mean, that for me, whenever I'm feeling like stressed or whatever, I'm like, man, I should be thanking that whoever's given me that, because like, you know, and that goes along with like the lines of like, trying to have good problems in your life. You know, it's, you shouldn't try to have no problems, right? People that want this perfect life, I think that that's make-believe. You don't move anywhere with a perfect life, if that's even possible. And you don't learn. And so orienting your life to have those good problems, right? Like, man, like I've got a lot of homework today. I've got a lot of assignments to do today. I got a lot. My job is going to be so stressful today, but it's like, man, I could not have a job. I could not be in school. I could not be worrying about school because I'm not in school. You know, like in comparison, not saying anyone with a job or not in school, that's not what I'm saying, but I'm just saying, you know, it, there's always that upper or that position, you know, you position yourself, you understand your position, and that's that alone, if thought about thoroughly, can really change your approach to just every day, you know. And it's, and I still have to remind myself that every day I wake up and I'm like tired or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do all this stuff. And I'm like, damn, I am lucky as hell, you know? So that's my approach.
You know, that's very true. Being grateful and thinking about what can you be grateful for is very important. One of the things I love to do whenever I have meeting with different teams I meet is I say, let's always start the meeting with thinking about, with everyone saying, what are the three things that you're grateful for today? And because the reason I do that is whenever you say it, whenever you think about what are those three things, it just brings you positivity. It
yes.
brings you joy.
Yes.
And it just is such an amazing feeling, because the whole day you may feel down like, that did not go well. That did not go well. Oh, but I'm alive.
Right.
I slept in exactly. a bed.
Yeah. I had a bed to sleep in.
I had a warm food. Yeah. I had a warm yeah. food. You know, these are very like small things, but there are a lot of people like that wish they had a warm food today.
Yes.
So I'm grateful for having that. You know,
yes.
I'm happy that I live in a place.
Exactly. No. And that's such, and it's so much easier said than done. You know, of course, if that was so easy, no one would be sad, because if, you know, we'd always be thinking about how great our lives are. That's yeah. not really possible, but it's really about what I figured out throughout college and life is just, it's about the balance. Like it's okay to feel sad. You know, you shouldn't always yeah. be just this fake, like uppity happy person, you know, but at the same time, it's like, don't let yourself, don't let your ego or whatever, like, you know, take away, undermine the actual positives in your life, because that's when you're starting to lose the balance. And so
yeah. That's very true. You know, I really encourage whoever is watching us this episode right now to start your day by thinking about what are you grateful for today. You know, just that's just give a huge boost to your day and just change the whole why.
Absolutely.
You know, think about 10 things. It's not that hard. It's I think it's very easy.
Hey, even one thing.
Even one oh, thing. Like,
that's a step, that is a step in the right direction. I think it teaches that habit, and you'll naturally just start to see things in a brighter light than a darker light. So
that's very true. You know, another thing that you said was, you know, there is definitely the life is not that perfect line that you don't face any challenge. And I always like to say it this way. Life has ups and downs. That's just how the life is. There's no way your life is straight line up. It could be a straight line down. It could be a straight line down, but there is no way there's a straight line up. So the time that's going to be a straight line down is the time that you face a challenge and you choose game over instead of taking the blessing and the lesson from the challenge that you're facing.
Yes.
So if you choose that, okay, I'm going to give up, you're going to go down. And you want to go down till the day that you figure out, okay, there was something about this. You know, there's something I can learn. You know, challenge is all about experience. So anytime we go down, we're going to go up only if and only we learn from it.
Yes.
And next time we go down, it's going to be lower. The challenge is going to be harder. You know, we don't face like a similar level of challenges. It keeps getting harder because we got to grow.
And that's how, you know, that's how you grow. Yes.
But the prize is bigger. But the prize is bigger too, right? The prize is bigger when you overcome. You know,
absolutely. So like,
go down, when you go down, choose the blessing and the lesson and go off for the bigger prize.
Yes.
That's how that's the mentality of a successful.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So Connor, tell me about a time that you faced a challenge.
Oh boy.
And then how did you figure out? Think about the one of the like toughest one.
Okay. You know, I mean, this is getting deep. Is that okay?
It's fine.
Well, you know, so the reality of my life was that I was blessed enough to have the opportunity to come to college.
Yeah.
But I was given the just monumental challenge of, well, you're here now, pay for it. You know, and as like an 18-year-old kid, that is like, well, first I'm like, oh yeah, easy, done. I'll work a job. I'll be good. Right. But then I have to pay for my car and, you know, my phone bill and my insurance and, you know, all that crazy stuff, which amounted to be by far the hardest challenge that I've faced so far in my life. You know, whether, you know, understanding that everyone hits that at some point, but I think that I hit it all at once just because of how it worked out, how my family was oriented, you know, that's just what I did, you know, and it frustrated me. I was super frustrated with a lot of things, you know.
Yeah.
But how my upbringing and, you know, the things that we've talked about thus far, the ability to see positivity and that sort of thing, that's where that came in at an all-time like just clutch moment, final second touchdown type thing. Right? Like that it was because I had developed this mindset and I was like, okay, like I could just drop out right now. I was like, I could move home. My mom or whatever would let me move back home. My dad, they'd both let me come back, you know? And I was like, you know what? But I'm not going to do that. And it was as blind as that sounds. It was like, I'm not going to do that. I don't know how, no idea how I'm going to do it. No idea why or when or whatever, but I did it. And, you know, when push came to shove, I guess I shoved back a little harder, you know, and I was just like, I got the jobs I needed to. I, you know, when I wasn't working, I was constantly trying to build this video and photo business. Right. And, that's just the culmination of things. You know, I didn't have one big miracle. I didn't get a $30,000 check at one point. I didn't, you know, gain a million followers on TikTok, unfortunately. but you know, it was a literally a day by day by day by day process. And I was like, well, I have this, you know, this challenge I'm facing. I have to pay this bill. I got to do it. I'm going to find a way and I'm still here. So I have found somehow it's happened. So that's definitely what I would say has been the biggest challenge so far.
It's very good that you said, you know, it's not like a one day thing. It takes time. It takes time to figure it out.
Right.
You know,
patience with yourself, you know.
Yeah. Patience is very important, especially when you want to go far. When you want to go far, you got to know that the beginning is going to be rough. It's going to be hard. Everything going to be against you. Nothing's going to work out. But if you keep going, if pushing, things are going to get better, you know?
Yes. That is what I, you know, because there was plenty of points where I'm like, all right, well, this is rock bottom. I've only got up to go. So like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to try to stay here. So yeah, I mean, it sounds ridiculous. And of course, I always like to say it's easier said than done because it really is. Doing it is a lot harder, you know, but I love being able to share the story because I honestly haven't much. And it's I think me hearing this from me, like I got this, you know, it is possible. And huge. So, yeah.
No, you're doing a great job. And like you're inspiring a lot with your videos, you know, one of the videos I watched from that I absolutely loved was the stay in touch with you.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay in touch with you. It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And a little bit talk more about it.
Sure. Sure. Oh, okay. Me. Okay. Go.
Yeah.
So that video, so that was, I forget exactly when. I think that was my either the summer after my sophomore year. Yeah, I think that's when that was. That was a while ago. The guy in that video was my best friend, Cody. Shout out, Cody. Love you, bro. and he's my best friend from back home. And him and I were just kind of, you know, trying to just make cool stuff. He's always been down to make stuff with me. And I just had this idea because at the time I was becoming really inspired by Apple. They have really amazing, you know, however controversial of a company, I don't know, but you know, their commercials and the ideals that they express are really cool. I really like that. And I've always been someone to support mental health stuff because I'm so, not necessarily because I've, you know, experienced a lot of the, at least the harsher types of mental illnesses and that sort of thing, but I definitely see the value in trying to help, you know, of course, that's why I did it. And so I kind of came up with this idea, and I mean, it was pretty simple. The motivation behind it, one, I wanted to practice graphics. That's super plain and simple. I was just like, I want an excuse to like try to animate these messages. And then I was like, well, what if I made it something that like, you know, a conversation between two people talking about their, you know, health and the fact that they should not just blow each other off, you know, because I've seen it. You see it in people and you hear a story. That's not, you know, that's not good. So saw a cool opportunity to bring something to life there. And that's so cool that you remember that, dude. I was happy with that video for sure. I appreciate it.
It was definitely very inspiring for sure. You know, I think people that watched that video, I actually watched it and I was like, I showed it to my roommate, like, yo, check this out. You know, it's such an important thing, you know? Yeah, no, you're doing a great job with like, you know, one thing I love about the videos that you make is they all have a message behind them. You know, there's something there. It's not just a raw video. Mm-hmm. There's something about them. And that's just absolutely amazing because, you know, as we say, you know, whatever you do, you got to have a why behind it. Why are you doing this project, you know?
Of course.
You know, why we're doing this podcast is basically because we want to inspire. We want to inspire people to have a why. We want to inspire to people to be optimistic, you know, to get up and like have a positive vision. You know, there's a lot better things than, you know, being in your thoughts and, you know, just overthinking. Because I suffered overthinking, you know, and it's the worst thing ever. It's the worst
thing. Man, I feel like everyone does. Not to take away from what you've been through, but like everyone, that's such a human thing too, you know? Yeah.
It's a thing that everyone will go through, and you know, I don't know, you know, this movie Inception, I think was, you know, it's just like that movie. You keep jumping.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's huge.
So Connor, one of the things I want you to, because you said you care about mental health, you care about fitness, and then you have a drive for what you're doing right now. And so if you want to like talk about the four different type of health, emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical health, how are you feeling with these four different categories, and how do you keep balance of all four?
Sure. Yeah. I guess honestly, they're all kind of combined into one. Sure. It's like if one thing's lagging for me, like I see it as everything, and then that's just how I am. I'm overachiever. You know, it is what it is. It messes with me a lot, but I want them to all be not perfect. I never expect myself to be perfect, but I want them to be where I want or where I feel comfortable. You know, whether it's fitness or mental health, like if whatever. Pretty much. I mean, I've been, like I mentioned, working out and into fitness for, 10 plus years now. I've been in sports my whole life, and that's been huge for me. It's been a crazy journey. You know, I'm not, at least, you know, started as a skinny kid. Now I'm just like less skinny, I guess. And, you know, and just moreover, just finding that sort of like inner, the ability to challenge myself internally without anyone really being around. I like to do a lot of just stuff that challenges me. I'm like, man, I don't want to do this. You know, I've been running a lot lately. I hate running. But I know that like, that's such a huge, just a huge thing in my, in anyone's head, like doing the things like we mentioned that you don't want to do, you know, it's like, that is, so I go run and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I hate this, but I'm running, you know? And so it's just like, so I do that, you know, staying in shape physically for me has been the foundation of a lot of my mental health, confidence, that sort of thing. And you know, so those are very closely tied. And then in terms of situations where I can't, you know, I can't reconcile with working out or that type of thing, I then lean on, just like we mentioned, again, believing in fate, believing that everything's supposed to happen like it is. And that has taken so many years of practicing and arguing myself, like, you know, this was supposed to happen. I'm like, why the hell was that supposed to happen? You know, like who thought that that was what was right, you know? But then I, you know, combat myself and I'm like, well, what are you gonna do? I don't know, you know, nothing I can do about it. And so it's definitely been that as well. And it sounds like, again, really simple. I enjoy socializing as well. That's not evident. I definitely just like, especially in quarantine, I've learned that talking to people is such a stress reliever for me. You know, I get anxious when I'm stuck with my own thoughts. Like that is torture, you know, like I don't relate.
I can relate for sure with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, yeah, I got to go talk to people. So I've made efforts and I still have a lot of work to do. I'm trying to utilize social media and in a way that lets me stay connected in an actual way, in a fulfilling way, not just, I could go on about social media, but anyways, so yeah, fitness is the foundation for me. That's where I'm able to find a lot of confidence. Just not like cocky confidence, like, damn, look at my, you know, shoulder muscles today. It's like, it's just, you know, it's more along the lines of like, yeah, I'm staying consistent with something. I have a habit. I know this is what I should be doing, because I just think that health is what everyone should be doing. And from there, I'm able to find reason for a lot of things. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it did. All over the place. Cool. I feel like I want to like just give you a little bit of time to also talk a little bit about like the impact of social media. Because that's something you're passionate about, you know, if you want to like a little bit open up the, for us.
Yeah. Oh gosh, where could I start? Okay. I'll start with this and maybe it'll lead me into lead me into something. It's hard because I always think about it. It's one of those things you think about all the time and you're asked like, I don't know. I don't even know where to start, but I think one of the things that I've noticed, especially mainly in college, is that for me personally, I've surrounded myself with, I'd say about 80% of my best friends right now. And like, I don't have like all these best friends, but like, you know, of my five or six guys that are some of my best friends, either don't have social media at all or like have it, but just never use it, you know? And I always think that's super ironic because of course I am very active on social media. In a way that I think is comfortable for myself. You know, it's different than how other people are active. But it kind of makes me, it's made me realize just the amount of people give social media too much credibility in general. And that sounds like that might be super confusing. It makes sense in my head. But what I mean by that is just like, essentially they take it way too seriously. Like it's make or break everything you post, everything you say, everything you do. I'm very much a victim of it. You know, they see it as, you know, I don't want to say they see it as real life because that's super cliche, but like, they see it as real life in the way that like, there's no more to people than what they're seeing of them on social media, you know? And I think that that's always been terrifying for me, because I'm like, I only up until recently have I not been a fan of posting pictures of myself or really posting anything about myself, because I'm like, I love talking to people like, you know, or like this, I guess, right now, but like it, preferably in person, and, you know, having that energy, having, making eye contact with them, smiling, like that's, I'm huge on that. Like first impressions are like my, you know, what I really value. And I'm like, like the last thing, it's like a nightmare in my head, having people have this perception of me on social media that's nothing like me, because I don't really have control over it. Like I can post all this cool stuff, but then they're going to still be missing huge parts of who I am. You know, it's like the tip of the iceberg, you know? So it in terms of social media, it's just, I challenge people to honestly not read a book by its cover, the cover being whatever they post on social media. You know, I've heard of the most, you know, fit, good looking, fitness people on Instagram having the most horrible depression and having them. And even though if you just look at their Instagram, it's like, oh, they have live a perfect life. They have a perfect body. It's all this, but it's like, I've read on a couple that have been open about it. They're like, yeah, like my life was at an all time low. Yet I was just posting pictures of me smiling on Instagram. And it's just like that, that is symbolic of every issue that I have with social media. And to kind of address the flip side, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think that it can be used for such good. I'm just actively trying to figure out what that good is and how I can do it, because I don't want to do it the wrong way. You know, I don't want to start posting these things and people being taking it the wrong way. And mind you, I'm someone that's like, I'm like, do whatever you want to do, what anyone else thinks. Right. But at the same time, it's a balance, because you don't want to portray yourself as this thing on social media that you don't want to be, you know. Anyways, so it's just, I think it has a lot of potential for good. And I think that people should try to use it for that and try to go against the grain a little bit. You know, you don't have to post all these perfect things. You can be very blunt on social media. And that's actually a trend that I'm noticing lately. It's become numb, you know. The 2012 to 2016 hype of Instagram about posting every, you know, travel thing you have, every perfect thing, all the highlights is slowly becoming obsolete. Yeah. People are kind of tired of it and they want to hear the real thing, you know? So I challenge people to be the first movers on that. Freaking do it, you know? Tell people how shitty you've been feeling that day. And you will have so many more people relate to you. And this is something I wish I could, and I'm working on trying to do, you know, trying to figure out a way to do it. But, you know, you tell people how rough of a day you've been having, way more will relate than people than you're sharing a perfect hamburger on your, you know, whatever. So that's all for me.
Yeah. I mean, social media, as you said, you know, I think it's very, very true. Especially when it all started, it was a lot of, you know, people thinking that, oh, that person is posting all of this, having a great life. And then over time, you start realizing that's not the whole picture, you know. And I think it's becoming more clear. There's still work needs to be done there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, those were great points that you touched based on. You know, Connor, it's talking to you. Like you just want to keep talking, you know. It's hard to end.
I know. I'm sorry. cut me off whenever you need. I know we're on time things.
I don't want to, because you talk very good, and like I think it's the things that you're saying are very valuable for our listeners, so thank you.
Thank you.
I want to ask you this one last thing, and then we'll end it with our yes I am thing. So,
okay,
what is the biggest lesson you ever learned in your life?
That's the bomb, huh?
That's the bomb.
That's the bomb. Here we go. It's the final of the mic drop. I guess going along with the theme that we've kind of been talking about, and you know, I really hope that I'm not like portraying myself as this perfect person that only sees light and butterflies. But I think that through it all, through everything I've explained, the lesson that I've learned is that there is nothing, and I mean like nothing more valuable than having compassion for other people. That can come in the form of smiling at them when they're not smiling at you. You know, that can come in the form of having no idea what they're going through, but trying to help anyways. And at the end of the day, just never judging anybody without knowing more, you know, generally speaking, just without knowing more. And even then, judging them is, you won't get anywhere, you know? So that's what I would say is the biggest lesson that I've learned. Yeah.
Fantastic. It's been great talking to you, Connor. And
thank you, you know, too.
We call ourselves Yes I Am because you can put any characteristic, any positive word, anything in front of it and be that person. You know, if you say Yes I Am confident, I really challenge everyone to wake up, when they wake up, go in front of a mirror and to just boost your own confidence. You know, this is not something that necessarily like you're egotistic.
Smile at yourself.
Yeah, just go in front of a mirror and say, yes, I am confident. Yes, I am, you know, handsome, you know, because you will boost your energy. You know, you will start feeling good about yourself.
Yes.
So if Connor wants to put something in front of Yes, I Am, what would that be?
Oh, man. Would it be like a sentence? Okay.
You can say, yes, I am, whatever you want.
Okay. Man, if I had to pick one thing, okay.
Okay, pick two.
Okay. Well, no, this will work. I would say, yes, I am willing to make every effort to understand you and where you're coming from. And yes, I am only trying to leave you more happy or more positive after the moment that you talked to me in that day than not, if that made any sense.
It did.
Okay.
Oh, man. You know, if I want to add something to what you just said. I have a mentor that helps me with like kind of figuring out and being successful in my business and what I do. So one thing that he taught me is this, that will help you to build better relationships, is no matter who you are talking to, that person may be way superior, way, you know, making way more money than you, knows more than you, or vice versa. At the end of every conversation you have with them, ask them, what can I do for you? How can I support you? And it is very simple, but it's very impactful and meaningful for them.
It is.
You know, you never know what will they say, you know, and maybe their answer will open doors for you.
Yeah. You could be that last, you know, you could be that last hope for them too. That's how I see it. You know, how can I help you? And it's like, man, well, I've been going through it. You know, and then you can help. So yes, I agree 100%.
Fantastic. Thank you, Connor. Thank you for being with us. As I said at the beginning, Max will be with you all after this podcast, and he will be discussing with you all about some of the topics we touched base on this podcast. Make sure to listen to that as well. And as always, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for all of your great messages. And I just want to, I think if there's one thing I want to pick up from this conversation, is being positive and optimistic. And as always, yes, I am.
Hey, y'all, I'm Cyan, and I'm going to do a quick little reflection on that awesome podcast by Connor and Armand. So we're going to dive right into it. I really enjoyed their topic of, you know, choosing optimism regardless of your circumstances, and something that Connor said about choosing to smile and then that'll trigger those positive emotions was, I think, pretty useful. And I think that, You know, it's really good to be optimistic and positive, but we need to listen to those feelings and feel other emotions and then take a lesson or, you know, try to use that as a challenge to kind of become a better version of yourself. And something that Connor was talking about was how he really, really thinks that, you know, you have to face challenges in order to grow, but even bigger than that is that everything happens for a reason, and knowing that when you're in those difficult situations, you don't have to, you know, let it take you down all the way. You can say, you know, this is happening to me, what can I do to grow and learn from this? And then another thing was, how does Connor choose to be optimistic every day? Well, he knows that life isn't perfect, but he tries to have good problems, and I think that is a very cool way to phrase it, because I've always heard of people, you know, saying, take the negative, frame it in a different way, but choosing to have good problems, like, I have so much work to do, or I have so much homework, so much learning, like, you can take that and look at it and be like, wow, I have the privilege to learn, or I have, you know, a job. And so that was something that I thought was really cool. Armand talked about how life is not linear at all, and you're going to have those highs and have those lows, but overall it's going to build you to be the person that you are today and that you're going to be. I resonated well with Connor's kind of emphasis on taking care of your physical well-being and how that translates into mental health, and it also kind of just provides a place to become a little bit more balanced and then gain confidence as well. Overall, I think that Connor's big life lesson, you know, of having compassion for other people goes a really, really long way. And when you just try not to judge people, you're going to get so much farther in life. You're going to understand that, you know, just because people post this and that on social media, there's a lot more to them. And there's so much to learn. I think that the way that Armand ended that kind of last episode, where he was talking about, you know, you just have to wake up and boost your own energy by just, you know, saying affirmations like, yes, I am, is really helpful, and you all should try it out soon. But other than that, I'm looking over my notes real quick. I think that we can all choose to be grateful in situations where you could choose not to be grateful. So it's really up to you, and good luck.